This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while increasing its evacuation activities from the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters that there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He said U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. Those evacuation activities are for Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport. He said officials hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday. In an interview with CNN, Kirby said on Tuesday that U.S. officials believe there were about 5,000 to 10,000 Americans near Kabul in Afghanistan. He said Americans in Kabul no longer need to shelter in place. They can instead make their way to the airport to wait for a flight out. The situation at the airport was chaotic on Monday as thousands of people gathered there to try to leave the country. Video from the airport shared on social media showed disorder and desperation, including some Afghans clinging to the sides of a U.S. military aircraft and what appeared to be two people falling from a military plane after it took off. A U.S. official who spoke to VOA on the condition of anonymity Monday said reports of multiple civilian deaths during the takeoff of a U.S. military transport plane are under investigation. The Pentagon has confirmed at least two deaths at the airport. Two armed gunmen fired into the crowds in two separate incidents. Both were killed by U.S. forces, according to officials who say there was no indication that those armed men were members of the Taliban. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.